It is 2018. For more than 100 seconds, Teodorin Zero has sat immobile on the Golden Throne, taking a dump. He is the master of a trillion cells by the might of his inexhaustible armies. He is a rotting carcass writhing invisibly with biochemical power digested from his last meal. He is the carrion lord of the toilet, for whom 100 billion cells are sacrificed every day, so that he may shitpost on Reddit. Yet even in his deathless state, Teodorin Zero's cells continues their eternal vigilance. Mighty battle fleets navigated the maddening torrent of the arteries, the only route between distant organs, their way powered by the heart, the physical manifestation of the autistic human life force. Vast armies wage war in his name on uncounted battlefields. Greatest among his soldiers are the white blood cells, the macrophages, bio-engineered super warriors. Their comrades in arms are legion, the neutrophilus and countless platelet defense forces, the ever-vigilant dendritic cells and the lymphocytes of the adaptive immune system, to name only a few. But for all their multitudes, they are barely enough to hold off the ever-present threat of the virus, the bacteria, the parasite, and worse. To be a cell in such times is to be one amongst untold trillions. It is to live in the cruelest and most bloody regime imaginable. These are the tales of those times. Forget the promise of individuality and freedom, for in the grim, dank present, there is only multicellularity and apoptosis. There is no peace amongst the flesh, only an eternity of carnage and slaughter, and the laughter of thirsting gods.